joy, really. I think there's an innate joy in the body, in the biology, in the cells. And I think that's why we all practice. We like seeing that.
A thought in my head, I think, of something to do. Expressions tell everything. I see one on you. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears.
Welcome to The Art of Peace, a bi-weekly public affairs program, programming and broadcasting from KCSB Studios in Santa Barbara. That's on the 91.9 FM on your dial and streaming live on kcsb.org. My name is Philip Levasseur, and welcome. The Art of Peace focuses on social responsibility, community activism, and personal relationships as they relate to mindfulness and peace consciousness. Tonight's program is featuring the work of biodynamic cranial sacral healing and health modality. In particular, we have two guests from the group Body Intelligence that will tell us a little about the modality and how it pertains to health and happiness for many people who receive this work. With us in the studio is Jed Sumner. He's a practicing biodynamic cranial sacral therapist and a Qigong teacher. He has taught biodynamic cranial sacral, is a senior tutor for the Cranial Sacral Therapy Education Trusts, and a practitioner trainings in London and a senior tutor for resident trainings courses in Australia and New Zealand. He set up the Fountain Clinic in London, a busy specialized cranial sacral therapy clinic. He set up and coordinated with the Living Anatomy course for the trainings, offering a holistic view of the body's anatomy and physiology. He's director of the Healthy Living Center, a multidisciplinary alternative therapy practice in London. He also set up and directed the College of Elemental Qigong, offering Qigong classes, workshops, retreats, and Qigong teacher training program in Europe, North America, and Australasia. See his Natural Movement website for current workshops. He's the author of Body Intelligence, Creating a New Environment, and co-author of Cranial Intelligence, a Practical Guide to Biodynamic Cranial Sacral Therapy. Also with us is Caitlin Lyon, and she is a women's natural health practitioner and movement educator, providing complementary health since 2003. She has taught movement meditation for over 10 years, enjoys a busy integrative healing practice in the Santa Barbara and Solvang area. She's a leader in the feminine embodiment movement and the creator of popular women's wellness series, including Health and Reveal and Yoga and Self-Care for Hormonal Harmony. She pursued graduate studies in Chinese medicine at the prestigious Five Branches University, but ultimately fell in love with cranial sacral therapy when it proved to be the treatment that facilitated her own recovery from a decade-long journey with chronic pain and fatigue. She is certified in biodynamic cranial sacral therapy by the Pacific School of Biodynamic Integration and the Shia Educational Trust. She is a guest speaker for various trainings and is currently a teaching assistant for Body Intelligence and completely devoted to offering this life-changing work. One of the big topics that we'll discuss today, among other things about biodynamic cranial sacral, is a 50-hour practitioner course training that will be starting in September 2015 locally in Ojai, California. And there'll be introductions later in the summer, I'm understanding. Welcome, Jed Sumner and Caitlin Lyon. And say hi, Jed, to everybody. How's it going?
Hello.
Hi.
And it's going well. I'm over here teaching Los Angeles and then Berkeley, and there's ongoing trainings here, which is great. It's really exciting to be here.
Caitlin Lyon, how are you doing? And you're a Santa Barbara, Santa Barbarian.
Wonderful, yeah. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, and how's your day going?
Bright and sunny.
Yeah, and I hear you just got a treatment, too, or you were working with Jed.
I did. I was fortunate enough to have treatment myself, which is rare.
What is biodynamic craniosacral, first of all, and then we'll talk about this introductory talks and this 50-hour course that'll be occurring in Ojai in September 2015.
Okay, well, it's a body therapy, and it's this remarkable light touch, but it's really about an incredible listening ability. So the power of the therapy is about a touch that is a knowing touch, an embodied touch, and it's about perceiving the body's physiology with tremendous finesse. Plus, it's about relating to the health of the body, and something incredible happens when you can offer this, light touch. We call it neutral listening. And an orientation to health so that really the body loves it, can't get enough of this kind of touch. And there's no judgment in it. It's about generating this, I guess it's a kind of, facilitated space, a therapeutic space for the body to make its own moves. And that's just what it does. So I notice it's like watching a movie, actually. The body starts to run its inherent treatment plan. That's what we call it. So there's a movement that gets generated from within, and the body starts to adjust automatically, and the practitioner's not intending that. And really, it's a very deep process of change because it's authentic. And the body has its own agenda, which starts to come through in the session. Given a chance, it will come through. And so there's an unusual paradigm here. It's really quite a special way of working, I think.
And so what are the kind of the roots of this practice? Where did it evolve out of, and how did you discover it?
It came out of the United States of America. So it came out of osteopathy. And one of the early osteopaths, a guy called William Sutherland from, I think he's from Minnesota, really started this whole process of what he called cranial osteopathy. And it's really developed over the last, 100 years, I think, really. It's been around. I mean, it's kind of the best-kept secret. And I found it in the UK through a pioneer of the work, certainly the biodynamic field, Franklin Sills, who I trained with in 93 in London. And really, that was it. I kind of found the thing that worked for me. There's all kinds of elements to this therapy that are very satisfying. There's a kind of touch. There's a anatomy, there's a body work, there's a healing, there's a meditational aspect to it. So that seemed to just meet me personally in many different ways. And really since then I've been teaching it and practicing it all over the world.
So you were mentioning it was kind of came out of the cranial osteopath. Can you describe basically what that is? And then also when there's a session, how people expect to be met?
Sure. Well, I think the original work was, quite manipulative and kind of say mechanical. It definitely was. There's a lot of pulling and pushing and trying to correct cranial bones. But that's really the origins of the work. The biodynamic approach has really taken that and done something quite different with it. So as I said before, really, it's just about listening and letting the body unravel itself, and it starts to try to resolve anything that's held in the body. Perhaps there's some traumatization from injury or difficult experiences that are wanting to optimize and clear in the body. And the body will always move to homeostasis, and I think this is just about that. So people can have the most remarkable treatment sessions, and they can feel all kinds of things. I mean, lots of, like, the body's working hard at some points, or the body's trying to release, right through to feeling super light or expanded, very present, very embodied. I think that's what starts to happen over a number of sessions. People really arrive in the felt sense awareness of the body. And really, the spin-offs are everything gets better, right from posture to system functions, people coming with digestive issues, and then there's a resolution around that. The nervous system's going crazy, and there's a nervous discharge and reorganization that then means that, you know, balanced, and there's a sense of stillness in the system. I mean, the list's endless, really.
Excellent. Jed Sumner here from Australia, who is a leading teacher and practitioner of this work. Let's talk to Caitlin Lyon, and Santa Barbara resident. And let's talk a little about your appreciation and how you came about with this work.
Yeah, well, I imagine that I came to it like many of my clients do. I was studying Chinese medicine at the time and quite burned out. You know, it's kind of a grueling process and looking for something to just really feel more restored. And I met a woman named Carol Agnesens, who was in Santa Cruz nearby me, and had a session, and just, as a lot of people say, it was just profound and hard to describe, but the level of peace that I felt was really something that kind of sparked the curiosity, and without even much rational thinking, I signed up for a 2-year program and fell in love, and that became really my passion. And so now I mainly focus on women's health, because that's a lot of the concerns that they come with, depression, anxiety, and hormonal challenges, digestive issues. Those are something that can really be resolved with this work. And Jed touched on it, but that mindfulness aspect to the work is what I think is so life-changing for people. And becoming a practitioner, too, really changes your way of being in the world.
Yeah. Let's talk about maybe this concept that came up the other day with our class that I'm involved in with you, and really appreciate this opportunity. It's really making a difference for me.
Yes, I think human beings have no idea how powerful touch is. And I think the touch that's offered in this is like how we touch a baby almost. It's kind of like that. You know how babies respond to contact so well? You can calm them down with a right contact, a right touch. I think it's that kind of thing. There's something about the body responding to this very primal action. And then it starts really a pathway to experiencing felt sense awareness, which I think people have in varying degrees. And there's a world of felt sense awareness. It really is our biggest sensory organ. So the eyes and the ears and all the special senses are nothing next to it, really. It's a whole-body receptive experience. And what you start to notice in the sessions is that people start to reclaim their felt sense awareness. It starts to really come back, and people can be in a diminished state around it. They can be in pieces, actually. The body seems to lose parts of itself. So that's exciting, and it's really pursued in the training, and that's the key, actually. If you have somebody touching you who's in the felt sense awareness fully, that's an embodiment, that is embodiment, then the other body makes a big shift. I mean, it just... it's like a catalyst for change. And something very exciting starts to happen then.
All right, touched on a lot of things. So for our listeners, we're talking about this modality, you as a practitioner and a teacher, how you're orientated, and then you're speaking quite kind of lovingly. I remember someone telling me one of these practices were kind of like an excuse to love somebody. So, you know, it depends on where you're coming from, but there's a sense of, if you're a practitioner, do you have to have a sense of your own awareness and your own loving about yourself before you can even start listening to someone else?
Yeah, for sure. I think you've got to be in the bliss of your body, actually. I think the body can be the most wonderful place to inhabit. And being in a state of self-regulation, balance, homeostasis, ease, and having a nervous system that is quiet is extremely pleasant, and that's a very nice thing to watch in your clients. So as they come in initially in states of disturbance and pain and discomfort, and then really quite quickly start to move towards a kind of joy, really. I think there's an innate joy in the body, in the biology, in the cells. And I think that's why we all practice. We like seeing that shift. At one level, it's a functional shift. So people are realigning and resolving around, you know, joints and all the different parts of the body. But at another level, there's a shift in consciousness, and people's emotional and psychological states change profoundly, and really their life starts becoming more meaningful. So it's a broad spectrum shift.
We're going to talk with Caitlin Leon, Lyon. Leon.
No problem.
What Jed was touching on, I've got all these different, what comes to mind to me when you talk about felt sense awareness, which was, you explained so well and lovingly, and a quiet nervous system. You know, I don't get that people have a quiet nervous system. So maybe Caitlin, you could talk about your understanding that from your practice, your years of practice with women especially.
Yeah, so a lot of what we're supporting is the process of stress in the body, of excessive stress in the nervous system. And a lot of times, you know, as Jed was saying, there's a lot of system functioning that is improved, like digestion, and people start sleeping better and just feeling better overall. But a lot of the women that I work with notice, too, that, you know, the harsh thoughts that were once there are no longer, or the kind of racing thoughts or you know, difficulty relaxing, all of that starts to dissipate. And what comes through is more of a calm, kind of relaxed way of being, and you know, their breath is easier, and they're not feeling as reactive, and you know, you could even say PMS-y. You know, it's like everything is a little bit gentler and more compassionate. And so that's when I think of the nervous system and really being embodied, that's what we're learning to support, is that the nervous system can actually self-regulate. And this is when we say we, you know, feel in more balanced, that's part of what we're responding to.
Self-regulate, there's an interesting word. And also, can you speak about, it may vary with person to person and all maybe culture to culture, but what are the long-term effects? Like after you get a treatment, what is there an expectation? I'm sure we're going to be covering quite a wide opinion here, but the expectations that people have going back into the world, how do they embody this, and life is so much more rosier?
Well, it definitely depends on the person, I'd say. You know, sometimes it takes a few sessions to really get to that place where they're feeling it in their body. Not to say that us as practitioners aren't feeling, you know, tissues move or muscles relax, those kind of things. But sometimes it takes, you know, if you've been disconnected from your body, if you've been really living out in the world, and it's not as comfortable or as safe to be quiet with yourself, then that can be an adjustment. And sometimes it's very subtle what people notice, and they might go home and then text me that they slept, you know, better than they have in months, but maybe not feel different other than that. So it can be, you know, it's kind of the mystery of the body, but it can be different for everyone. And I'm sure Jed has some ideas too.
Well, also, I'd like to talk to, go ahead and move it, Jed, about what he has to say about the nature of trauma. And, you know, years ago, I had a group on, and they decided to learn a particular Japanese technique, and they went to Rwanda, and they worked with trauma from people, war victims. So, you know, courageous kind of thing, and then yet, you know, they had to train themselves and then be with people. So, Jed, you've traveled around the world teaching and doing practitioners. What do you say the state of trauma is in the cultures you visited?
Very high everywhere. And I think there's this spectrum, isn't there? A kind of stress at one end of the spectrum and, let's say, trauma at the other end. It's all a matter of degrees, really. And maybe when people hear the word trauma, they think, oh, somebody that's had an accident, been hit by a car, and is in hospital, or somebody who's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. But really, everybody who's in a constant state of stress is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Really, it's just a matter of degrees. So I see that everywhere. The whole world is so, you know, high-powered, and people are on the edge and adrenalized, and really day-to-day, is it fair to say, I think it is, that they're in survival mode. And I don't know if it's always been like that, but it seems to be very, very pronounced these days. And yes, I do move around the world. The training's currently in 15 countries, I think, and 30 locations. So I see a lot of different cultures, right from, you know, kind of North American, European, right through to sort of Asia, Middle East. And really, it's the same story, you know, right across cultures. And people's biology is exactly the same. You know, there's no difference at that level. And you put your hands on people, and it's the same, really. So a very common feeling when you touch people is high nervous tone, body very contractile, and often quite dense and congested, to be honest. I mean, that's not a great view of things. But the beauty of this therapy is that it's you learn to orient to health, the forces of health in you, and therefore when you touch somebody in their bodies, and it's there. I mean, it's kind of just moved off into the background. So what we start to see is this beautiful movement of health starting to surface, and really this automatic almost cleansing process of working through stress and trauma. And really, people can hold all of this for years, decades. And there's theories within this work of birth trauma, and then there's theories of the trauma that's coming from even before that. So, you know, before birth, prenatal trauma, you know, right through to people having accidents or having very difficult emotional, relational issues, someone leaving you, someone dying, etc. And, you know, people suffer and often don't recover from these things, and it goes somewhere in the body. They are diminished by it because they're having to cope around it and normalize towards life and daily life, but it's still there in the background. And for sure, when people get on the table with this therapy, it comes out, that all these latent patterns start to bubble up in a safe way, in a pace way, so that the body starts to deal with things in a sensible manner over a whole number of sessions. And really, sessions can be short-term or long-term, depending on that, really depending on how chronic some of these states are in people. And it's great to see when people resolve, because pathology starts to clear up and diminish, and all these symptoms that they have really just blow away. And that's lovely to watch. It's a real delight.
Once again, we're speaking with Jed Sumner, and he's a practicing biodynamic cranial therapist and Qigong teacher. Why don't you give a little plug about your group called Body Intelligence, and then talk about this 50-day course that will be happening next year here in California?
The training originated actually only 7 years ago in Australia and New Zealand, and has just spread. And because I think the work's evolving and exciting, and the curriculum is new, and you know, people come onto it, and it's a powerful training. And then it gives people confidence to go out and be a practitioner. And we're looking at sort of 80% of the students that come in really do go out and practice, and that's very exciting because this work's so deeply healing. And it's modeled on a 5-day workshop process. So it's come together for 5 days, Wednesday to Sunday generally, and then go away for 2 months and sort of practice on, you know, willing victims. Mm-hmm. And that's what goes on for a sort of 18-month, 2-year period. And there's a skilling up around skills, touch skills. There's a sophisticated understanding that starts to emerge about the work, and there's a deep appreciation of the body's physiology that starts to come through as well. So it's very tutor-oriented, so there's always lots of, I was a lead tutor, but there's assistants as well, and people get lots of help at tables, so students pair up and kind of practice during the workshop. And the big moment really is when somebody comes and sits with you and tries to make sense of what you're feeling or what's coming through from your partner's body, and that's the coal face of the work, really. I think that's where the help really comes through, and then you can make really come on in leaps and bounds.
And who takes this type of course? Who are the people who gravitate, or what's the wide range of occupations and interests?
It's a big range, actually. It's typically a mix of existing therapists, generally body-oriented therapists from lots of different modalities, but certainly can be craniosacral therapists from other kinds of trainings within the field, because there's many different approaches, not just biodynamic work. Plus, it's clients of biodynamic craniosacral therapist practitioners who've had such amazing shifts in their own, you know, body reality that they just really want to become practitioners themselves. People coming in from movement therapies, very common, and people coming from meditational backgrounds, and then really people just coming in wanting to make a career change and looking at this therapy as something that's, you know, really quite wide-ranging in its features, and it's a reasonable length course. It's not like a 3-4 year full-time training, or it's not just a 1 or 2 weekend training. It's a 2-year part-time training, which is, you know, reasonably intense, and, you know, it's quite meaty. There's a lot in it. There's a lot of amazing material, and once people graduate, they become members of associations, so the course is accredited by many different associations worldwide. So hopefully that gives it a kind of stamp of approval. And then there's a whole world of postgraduate activity that people get into, and supervision in practice.
Excellent. So that's the training, the one coming up in Ojai in this year, 2015, and there'll be some introductions throughout the spring and summer. People could go to your website, bodyintelligence.com. Do you find that now you're doing this work, and ever since the dawn of maybe Franklin Sills and Sutherland, is this kind of going into the lexicon of our fabric? That is, do you find people are not necessarily practitioners? Someone's really not interested in doing body work. How does this immense beauty and touch and sense of peace gravitate in the world at large?
Good question. I think what's being taught in this training and this therapy is relationality. Let's give it that name. So how to be with somebody and how to be present within yourself and towards somebody else. And really the applications of that are without end. It could be people come into this training as psychotherapists, only that goes on, and they use the skills in their psychotherapeutic practice, even though they might not touch. Or really, what's interesting is clients, actually, as well as practitioners, who take what they've kind of, I'll say it's learnt within the treatment process, into their lives, and it changes how they get on with their family, their kids, their partner, how they get on with work and work colleagues. And it's fascinating to watch people kind of evolve, kind of spin off from the treatments and change their lives in really quite a deep and meaningful way. It's very profound.
And Caitlin, do you have anything to add to that? Seems like you're nodding over there. Want to hear from you?
Yeah, just to say that that's what is my practice has evolved to be, is actually teaching women how to take a lot of the exercises that we do as practitioners and to use that in their life. So they have these skills that support, you know, staying with what they get out of the treatment. And on my website, I'll just mention CaitlinLyon.com. I do a lot of this mentoring with women, but there are free meditations there just to start to get a sense of the work if you're curious at all.
Thanks. Caitlin Lyon, local practitioner here. Your website again was?
CaitlinLyon.com, and my clinic site is LyonWellness.com.
If someone's on the fence and wanting to know more, they're not at this introduction. Is there other resources?
I actually refer you to a book I wrote about 6 months ago, which is called Body Intelligence Meditation. And there's a site called bimeditation.com, which has about 60 free audio files of felt sense awareness meditations. And really, it's just meant for the general public. And you would get a flavor of this kind of embodiment that we're talking about. And what's exciting about it is it opens you up to the life within you, I think. It opens up to this incredible burgeoning health. Health just wants to come through. And that's what I'd kind of leave you with, really. Look towards your health. And as soon as you do that, it starts to emerge and increase in your own system.
Terrific. Well, Jed and Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us here on The Art of Peace. And you've been listening to The Art of Peace Radio, a biweekly program here on KCSB FM and streaming live at kcsb.org. Podcasts are available at Art of Peace Radio, artofpeaceradio.podomatic.com.